Hello and welcome to Covenant Grove's audio devotionals. If you would like to follow along in your Bible with us while I read the scriptures that we are studying today, let's open up our Bibles to Luke chapter 12, starting in verse 1 and ending in verse 21. I will be reading from the New Living Translation. Meanwhile, the crowds grew until thousands were milling about and stepping on each other. Jesus turned first to his disciples and warned them, "Beware of the yeast of the Pharisees, their hypocrisy. The time is coming when everything that is covered up will be revealed, and all that is secret will be made known to all. Whatever you have said in the dark will be heard in the light, and what you have whispered behind closed doors will be shouted from the housetops for all to hear." Dear friends, don't be afraid of those who want to kill your body. They cannot do any more to you after that. But I'll tell you whom to fear. Fear God, who has the power to kill you and then throw you into hell. Yes, he's the one to fear. What is the price of 5 sparrows, 2 copper coins? Yet God does not forget a single one of them. And the very hairs on your head are all numbered. So don't be afraid. You are more valuable to God than a whole flock of sparrows. I tell you the truth. Everyone who acknowledges me publicly here on earth, the Son of Man will also acknowledge in the presence of God's angels. But anyone who denies me here on earth will be denied before God's angels. Anyone who speaks against the Son of Man can be forgiven, but anyone who blasphemes the Holy Spirit will not be forgiven. And when you are brought to trial in the synagogues and before rulers and authorities, don't worry about how to defend yourself or what to say, for the Holy Spirit will teach you at that time what needs to be said. Then someone called from the crowd, "Teacher, please tell my brother to divide our father's estate with me." Jesus replied, "Friend, who made me a judge over you to decide such things as that?" Then he said, "Beware. Guard against every kind of greed. Life is not measured by how much you own." Then he told them a story. A rich man had a fertile farm that produced fine crops. He said to himself, "What should I do? I don't have room for all my crops." Then he said, "I know. I'll tear down my barns and build bigger ones. Then I'll have room enough to store all my wheat and other goods. And I'll sit back and say to myself, 'My friend, you have enough stored away for years to come. Now take it easy. Eat, drink, and be merry.' But God said to him, 'You fool, you will die this very night. Then who will get everything you worked for?' Yes, a person is a fool to store up earthly wealth but not have a rich relationship with God." Once again, that was Luke chapter 12 verses 1 through 21 in the New Living Translation. Let's discuss and explore the text a little further. Walking with Jesus changes us in very practical ways. Jesus warned against hypocrisy, which is not living out what you believe. Hypocrisy comes from a lack of commitment. It also comes from wanting to look good in front of people or being afraid of their opinions of you. We do so much out of fear and insecurity. Being loved by the Father means we can live in freedom and let go of fear. We don't need to be afraid of others because we are accepted by God. As we learn to live this out, every decision we make will change. Jesus also warned against greed, which is also fueled by fear. We are afraid we will not have enough, afraid of the future, afraid we will look bad, afraid we will not be comfortable. And so we take more, much more, than we need. This can create need and shortage for others. The rich man in the story was not generous, and all his stored up wealth meant nothing in eternity. We are called to follow the Lord, working hard and using what we have to help others and provide opportunities for them to work hard and earn what they need. We are secure in His provision, not in our excess. Simplicity, generosity, and contentment bring freedom and joy. Here are some thoughts to ponder during your personal prayer time and for the rest of the day. Take a minute to honestly evaluate your heart. Are there any actions that are motivated by fear, other people's opinions, or a desire to look good? How can you guard against greed and hypocrisy? Thank you for listening to Covenant Grove's audio devotionals. May you all be blessed in the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit.